News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. Severe weather moved through central and north central Wisconsin Friday evening, and it made quite a mess. Tornado warnings issued in parts of Langlade and Menominee counties. Some severe thunderstorm warnings issued elsewhere. The severe weather also caused plenty of havoc with Friday night football games. The Wausau East game at Marshfield was in a lightning delay before the pregame warmups, and a short time later, a major storm cell dumped rain in the Marshfield area, prompting the officials to postpone that game until noon Saturday. So far, some other games confirmed changed. Stratford and Colby will kick off Saturday at 1 o'clock. The Medford game at Chippewa Falls will have a 1:30 kickoff. The D.C. Evers game at Wisconsin Rapids made it through the first half, but then after a lengthy delay, officials called the game off until Saturday. They will start playing the third quarter in Wisconsin Rapids at 11:30. In 67 days, Governor Scott Walker will face Wisconsin voters for the third time in just 4 years. Today, the Republican governor said one of the biggest concerns he has is voters getting complacent and fatigued. This week's Marquette Law School poll showed the Democrats and Republicans would definitely vote in November, while Walker and Burke are in a virtual dead heat. The poll also showed that more Democrats are circling the wagons, as Burke's support among likely voters in her party has grown from 84% to 95%. That's higher than what Tom Barrett got from Democrats when he ran in the Walker recall of 2012. Walker's continuing to get 96% support from likely Republican voters. Authorities say a 22-year-old man is fighting for his life after being critically injured in a car surfing incident. It happened just after midnight in a field near Norwalk in Monroe County. Deputies say Joseph Miller climbed through a sunroof and was on top of the vehicle. The driver put the vehicle in reverse. The Storm Track 9 forecast from meteorologist Mike Brundling tonight. Mostly cloudy, rain and storms, and pockets of heavy rain still possible overnight, down to 62 degrees. Saturday, rain likely in the morning, then gradually drying up in the afternoon, staying mostly cloudy. Look for a high of 73. Saturday night, partly cloudy with areas of fog and a low of 58. Then Sunday, fog early, but partly cloudy and a bit humid. Sunday through the day, high of 78. Your Labor Day Monday has a 70% chance of rain and storms during the morning, then turning partly sunny and becoming less humid. Look for a high of 76. The extended outlook for Tuesday, partly cloudy and a slight chance of showers again, high 75. That's the latest news. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.